In Utah, what started out as a routine review and update of the science curriculum for middle schoolers became a heated debate between parents and educators over what the new standards should include and when. The latest draft of the standards would push off study of the controversial, well, to some, climate change issue until eighth grade. Meanwhile, sixth grade students would learn how the greenhouse effect, quote, maintains Earth's energy balance and a relatively constant temperature. If adopted, these changes would be implemented in the 2017-2018 school year when Utah would be underwater. Actually, no, that's unfair. That's completely wrong. I inserted that in there. It's not correct. Dina Friedman is a middle school science teacher in Utah with a degree in environmental science and was once a TV meteorologist. Dina, how does this make you feel? And excuse my cheap shot there.
Well, you know, Utah's lack of water. I don't think we'll be underwater. There just won't be any left, right? But, you know, it's interesting because I think that the way that people are perceiving this, that we can't discuss climate change with students that are younger, is wrong. It's not forbidden. And some of the wording of the curriculum has definitely changed from the first draft that came around last spring. But it definitely moves some of the more heavy topics of climate change into the eighth grade, which is probably a more appropriate place for them. The sixth graders are a little bit on the young side for that.
But to say that the greenhouse effect maintains Earth energy balance and a relatively constant temperature, is that true? Was that true 1,000 years ago? Is that a fact? Is that wrong?
So I think the wording of that standard needs to be adjusted a little bit. And, you know, when they go through these drafts, they have this comment period and we can change some of the wording and we can weigh in on that. The greenhouse effect, yes, we need to talk about that in the sixth grade. We can talk about it all the time because the students need to know about it. Maintaining a relatively constant temperature, what I think that's trying to refer to is that our temperature swings on planet Earth are not like those that are on the other planets where temperatures drop to minus 50 degrees and heat up to nearly boiling because they don't have the greenhouse gases. So I think it's more talking about the daily temperature versus the global average yearly temperature, which, as we know, is not constant.
What tends, it seems to me, to render all of this kind of moot is that unless the kids in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade were raised in Utah mine shafts, I mean, they're going to get told about climate change and all of this science through pop culture, through children's television, through all kinds of sources.
Yeah, definitely. And the students come to our middle schools and they have a lot of questions about it. And we are very open to talking about it. So none of these standards forbid us from extending the current curriculum that we have, or even these new standards, extending what's there. What's missing are the specific words in this core that are not mentioned are climate change, which are in the next generation standards. It's mentioned global climate change is one of the standard or strands, as they call them. And that's not really mentioned in the Utah standards. And I think that's in response to so much controversy, which it shouldn't be controversial because it's not. But there was a lot of anger last spring when they had the first draft.
One of the great stories about the whole climate change phenomenon is how scientists are becoming politically engaged and definitely a part of this whole change. Are you permitted to talk about the role scientists are playing in advising governments? Or is that for the social studies teachers and you're going to get in trouble if you even talk about that?
No, in Utah, there's not any firm and fast laws about saying certain things or weighing in on that. And talking about science and how we influence policy decisions, that's definitely part of what we talk about in class. My research at the University of Utah was involved with the tar sands project, which is happening in the eastern part of our state. And some of the research we did is influencing the policy decision in this state to go forward or hold off on some of the permits for that mining operation. So there are ways that scientists can be involved in policy. And as far as science becoming political, that's a really weird thing because it's science. It's not religious. It's not political. It just is what it is.
Can you imagine on TV doing this forecast? Today's energy balance left a constant temperature in the Earth's atmosphere today? You wouldn't have ever said that, right?
No. And I had always felt like we weren't able to give enough scientific information on the television media. That was one of the reasons I transitioned more into education.
Well, Dina, have a great time in class today, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Dina Friedman is a middle school teacher, science teacher in Utah.